All right, Justin, have everything rolling on my end. And so the latest development in the U.S. Cattlemen Association's work is related to the spot bill, which has been introduced by Senator Chuck Grassley and then Senator John Tester as well. So can you provide some background on the efforts leading up to getting this bill introduced?
I sure can. We've been working diligently through our marketing committee and been at it for several months, making lots of calls and trying to get people on board and support for a spot market bill. We had pushed and signed petitions for a 30 and 14. Senator Grassley's going to introduce it at 50 and 14, which we're excited about. We know there is a political process to go through here yet, so we'll see how that shakes its way through. But the main thing, the reason USCA got involved was to get some more leverage back to the producer, take some captive supply away from the packer. And in these uncertain times, we've really seen this inflamed, how the packer can take advantage of any and all situations. So we're excited that we have a bipartisan bill being introduced, and we can't wait to see how it progresses forward.
Can you help explain what this bill would do not only for the cattle producer, but the cattle feeder and the cattle buyer as well?
Sure. So the way it was introduced at 50 and 14, it would make the packer in each and every plant that has to report to mandatory price reporting, which is any plant that kills over 125,000 a year, 50% of the cattle they buy each and every week would have to be bought in the spot cash market and deliver within 14 days. Right now, in the north, we do a pretty good job with some of these cash cattle sales. Iowa was close to 40-some% on average. Nebraska is somewhere in the 30% range. But in the south, they're less than 10% sold in the spot cash market on average week. So we really think that as we can get that leverage pendulum to swing back to the producer, meaning that they have to go out and compete for these cattle, that they have to bid on the cattle, they have to go to your place and say, you know, we offer you this, and the producer would have the opportunity to say, no, I think I'll wait to see what this cash market's going to do and develop, and we can make it a lot more producer-friendly and in a competitive way by swinging that pendulum and the leverage factor back to the producer.
Well, and additionally, too, we have a livestock mandatory reporting program that will expire here this fall. And so, what sort of role does this bill play in conversations about that program? Because I know there are changes wanted within that program.
Yes, and that's USCA has been diligent working, Leah Biondo, Jess Peterson, and this will be in their arena for us, or the reason that they work for us. We believe that what could happen is this language in this bill, as it is being floated around, could be pulled right into mandatory price reporting and inserted there, and then work through the negotiations through the Senate Ag Committee to get that reauthorized. So it may stay as a standalone, a political arena. It's hard to say how some of this stuff works out, but right now we believe that it'll be up there as a standalone bill. And it'll be worked on and maybe some changes, modifications made to it, and then hopefully pulled right into mandatory price reporting and inserted, and then we're on our way to a spot market.
And so, Justin, my final question for you would be, while bills like this and work like this from respective associations are just one step to hopefully fixing everything that's going on in the livestock industry right now. Obviously, though, back home at St. Ange Livestock, you're still having sales or trying to still keep cattle moving through the system. You know, what are you doing kind of at that grassroots level to just keep operations moving day to day?
You said it exactly right. We haven't slowed down a bit through the COVID-19 stuff. Everybody has to keep moving. And we really want to thank all the grassroots efforts that have been put into this. So many people have called their congresspeople and let them know that we need to get them on the spot market bill. And we need them now more than ever. We have almost 5,000 people on our petition. But we need everybody to continue to call and be vigilant. Now that it's been introduced, we need as much support as we can get. And I think it's outstanding that it starts out as a bipartisan bill. Senator Tester, a Democrat, of course, and Senator Grassley, a Republican, and we need all of our congresspeople, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska. If we can get all our Midwestern senators on board with this thing, we can get it over the finish line. But make no mistake, it's going to be a fight. Senator Grassley introduced this similar legislation years ago at 20% and could not get it across. So we've got a fight ahead of us. We're excited that it's got introduced, but we know we've got work to do going forward.